Pod 88 WPG, none of the Larry the Morning Madhouse. Uh-oh, it's We Family Wednesday, talking about a We Family situation that we told you about a while ago.
Yeah, about that college student in Connecticut who was smearing bodily fluids on her roommate's items, like her lotions and her oils and her toothbrushes and stuff. It was really nasty. And then she admitted to everything that she did on social media. So when this girl found out about it, she was very, very distraught. It actually caused the roommate some physical harm.
Yeah.
Like, her throat was messed up. She was sick behind everything that this girl was doing to her, physically sick.
Yeah.
So it came out yesterday that the girl is not going to be charged with a hate crime in this situation. So we're asking Madhouse Nation, you know, how do you feel about this? And also, have you ever been a little petty, got revenge on somebody, and what did you do?
Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I've done something petty too. You, No Limit, you remember back in the Earl Village days behind the center?
You know I do.
I was going with this dude, and he drove this nice sky blue Cadillac with the dark red top on it. Mm. And we were sitting on it one day, and he smacked me. He smacked me in the side of my face, and I rebelled. So that night, I got him back by ramming his car, right? His Cadillac hitting his car. I was driving a classic, Capri Classic with the rag top. But he slapped me so hard, I heard bells. I ran his car that night when I seen it, and guess who was in the car? His friends. He wasn't even in the car when I rammed his car. So that was a trip right there, because I thought I was hitting him, and I was hitting his friend when he was driving the Cadillac.
If you take your car and ram it into somebody else's car, you a tad bit psycho. You ain't even a tad bit. You are fully psycho. That's psycho.
Crazy.
And you are also a criminal.
Good morning.
What's up, Nola? Yeah, I got one for you, man. When I got married, me and my mother-in-law didn't see eye to eye. And so she divorced, you know. I waited until her family, my wife's family, had a little family gathering. And we bumped heads, and I told her, just to end that whole conversation, I said, I see why my father-in-law left. End of story.
Yeah, you're a tad bit petty.
I can see that, though.
Is revenge and petty the same thing? I don't sort of look at what he did as revenge.
That was kind of petty. It wasn't really revenge.
That was petty. It's,
but they on the same line,
neck and neck.
They neck and neck. Because you could just be petty without even, like, you could just be a petty person.
Okay.
And not even be, it has nothing to do with revenge.
Right. So let me ask you this. Which one is worse? Is it worse to be vengeful, want to take out revenge on somebody, or is it worse to be petty?
I think vengeful.
Vengeful.
Because, you know, because you have to be filled with such a rage and such hate. To want to get somebody back so bad. Like, I think it consumes your spirit. So I think that one is worse than being petty.
Some people just,
some people just petty by nature.
Uh-huh.
Like, they just can't even help it.
So we were asking Madhouse Nation about at times that they were being vengeful, trying to get revenge out on people.
Right.
That's where I got mixed up. See, I'm not a vengeful person. Jessica. I will, however,
Jessica.
Say I'm
Jessica.
Slightly
pissed. Jessica. Don't make us bring this conversation to the radio.
You keep saying what you're not without
because
thinking.
You
don't think
you are a little of both. And all of us, all of us in here are a little of both.
Yes.
We've all been vengeful and we've all been petty. You've done some very vengeful things.
Very. You've been vengeful.
Yes.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Saith Jessica, the girl next door.
Jessica, you
I would like
petty.
To think that I'm slightly petty.
First of all, don't y'all walk in no house with some food in Jessica's house.
Hold on. Time out.
I mean? See what I mean?
No, time out.
Look at your face.
Let me explain, okay? Now, what you're not going to do.
Here you go.
What you're not going to do is, while I am at home cooking this meal, and you tell me that you gonna run here and you come back and you got a plate from a cookout. You ain't said nothing about that cookout. And I've been sitting over here slaving on this hot stove. So no, nobody's gonna eat the plate. And yes, I did knock it out of his hand. that's petty.
That's vengeful and petty, because you was mad because you was slaving over that stove and he didn't want to eat your nasty ass cooking.
All right.
Wake that ass up. You're listening to Charlotte's Face.